This is Tamara Wallace on the KFRM 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour, and I'm visiting with Larice Schwederman with JL Farms from Syracuse, Kansas. Larice is originally from Longford, Kansas, and I went to school with her, so this is pretty special to meet up with her and kind of a surprise, just remembering that she lived down here. So, Larice, tell us how wheat harvest has been going for you down here in Syracuse.
It's actually been going pretty good. I'd say yields are maybe a little better than we expected. We had some late rains in May that really helped the wheat. It was a little stressed prior to that, but that really helped it, and it brought the test weights up.
And tell us about the area where you have to cut wheat at.
We're out here in dryland country, flat fields. Right now we're on a 2.5 mile strip. So nice and flat. Fields are clean. Last year we had some weed problems because of our overabundance of rain, but this year the fields are nice and clean.
And this wheat field that we're looking at right now in your pickup, you said is the Bill Snyder wheat. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it's been going for you?
Yes, this is the first year that we've had KS Bill Snyder from Kansas Wheat Alliance. We're seed wheat dealers, and this is foundation seed that we will be harvesting for registered that will be available for farmers this fall. Looks to be, we're just getting into the field right now, but it looks to be that the yield is pretty good.
And Larice, when did your wheat harvest start?
We've been going at it about a week, and we probably have another week to go.
And can you tell us about what your test weights and protein and yields have been?
I saw some proteins around 12, I believe. Test weights have been around 60 to 61, which we're really pleased with that. And we've had anywhere yields from 43 to about 80.
And how many acres do you have left to cut?
I think right now we have about 4,000 left to go, so we've got a ways to go.
And this is a family affair for you, Larice, so can you tell us with the wheat harvest what everybody does and who's involved?
Yes, growing up, wheat harvest was always a family affair for me, and that is one thing that we've brought to our operation. We have cousins that help us, boyfriends of cousins that help us, nieces. We have young nephews that are already riding the combine, so one day they'll get their chance to get their place in the seat.
And I've been talking to Larice Schwederman with JL Farms from Syracuse, Kansas, and I am Tamara Wallace reporting for KFRM on the KFRM 2024 Wheat Harvest Tour.